Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Capitol Hill. On this broadcast, we're going to talk with Congressman Mark Amadei for the whole show on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
The 8th annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by the Nevada Builders Alliance, building a better Nevada. The Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, your RTC, our community. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. McDonald Carano, your Nevada law firm since 1949. And Tolls Development Company, breathing life into Northern Nevada's future.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Capitol Hill, we are pleased to be joined, as always, by Congressman Mark Amadei of CD2. Pleasure to have you here, sir.
Thanks for coming on out. How you like the blue skies, Sam?
The blue skies are very pleasant to see, but very sad for what's going on back in Nevada.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the big issue that popped up yesterday, which is it appears that Governor Sisolak has declared war on Douglas County.
Yeah. I always look at things like that because when you're in the political business, like, so what's the upside? What are you going to gain by doing this? And I'll tell you what, I've come up with a big goose egg. I mean, you're trying to prove you got the biggest club in the state, and I don't want to be critical of the governor, but it's like, it just befuddles me. It's like, listen, you look at the COVID statistics right now in the state, and they're good, and so people are doing a good job. The federal government set over $14 billion that doesn't have to be paid back for hospitals, testing, doctors, Medicare providers, for schools, for everything. It's like, and you're basically taking the. I just don't understand what message it's going to send to the rest of the state, and especially to CD2. What message are you sending to CD2 about your leadership for the state? And so, I mean, I read the letter to the vice president. It's like, please feel free to fill in some of those gaps. And I don't want to fight with the governor, but it's astounding.
It just seems that it obviously that it is the Democratic leadership of the state, because in a press release put out, it included Catherine Cortez Masto, William McCurdy, along with the governor, going after President Trump for having these rallies. What are your thoughts about rallies versus free speech versus protests?
Well, you know, when they have that C word in front of them that's constitutional, that makes it pretty important. And by the way, Sam, I'm looking for the letter to the vice president about how disappointed he was with the rallies that happened in Reno a little while back. There was not a peep about, oh my God, the public health, this, the that, the other sort of thing. People patently breaking the law. And then you're just sitting there going, well, so we've got nothing to say about that. It's a flat line, zero communication about that. and yet we're going to go pick on these guys for doing something that was completely transparent, and there you go. And you know what? Time will tell. We'll see what happens in Douglas County. But right now, as far as the state goes, the state's doing well in terms of managing the challenge of COVID.
One of the things that a lot of people are having trouble with, especially business people, especially restaurant and bar owners, is understanding how we can have a 50% capacity for casinos, but these much smaller numbers for restaurants, bars, and some of the weird things, for example, that you can't play a slot machine at a bar even if the bar is closed, but if you put it in the slot machine in a cabinet in front of the bar, that's okay.
Well, obviously, we've got another word that starts with C, which is consistency. And so if you're saying, here's how we want to manage COVID in a context that makes sense, then it ought to be something that's consistent. And quite frankly, right now, it's not. And that agenda and that policy is being set under emergency powers by the chief executive of the state. And it's like, listen, I don't have the right answers always or whatever. And this is something that's unprecedented, so we're all doing the best we can. But I would think somewhere in that staff, somebody's going, are we being consistent? Are we doing, you know, are we working with locals? Are we working with cities and counties and with the private sector? And there are days when it seems like, no, we're not.
So, you know, if you had a message for the governor, what would it be?
You know, these are tough times. And you know what? He didn't ask for them. And it's like, nobody's got this merit badge. You got to basically do it as you go. I get that and I respect that, which is why I've kind of taken a hands-off thing in terms of the last thing we need in this political season is more people criticizing people on politics. And so I would just say, I'm not sure that there is fertile fields for you to plow in being political about this, should you decide to do that. And some of this people are thinking is political, and there's some basis for that. And by the way, you've got strong people at the state and local level. You've got strong operators, whether they're big folks on the Strip, the Wynn, for instance. Those folks are operating in Asia. They've got some of the best experts in the world on pandemics where they're setting their stuff. Use those resources and come up with things that make sense, which are defensible from, you know, 16 machines in somebody's restaurant somewhere on all the way up to a mega resort. And quite frankly, it's let's just put it this way. It looks like it's still a pretty big challenge for consistency in Nevada.
You know, you bring up a really interesting point. Matt Maddox was the one that laid out the reopening plans that essentially became the opening plans for the Strip.
In a guest editorial in May.
Right. And then Pat Mulroy was on Nevada Newsmakers recently, and she's a board member of Wynn, and she was talking about in Macau, they're practicing for opening and closing as rapidly as possible because of climate change, we are going to see more pandemics over time, and therefore these things are going to occur. So the faster that they can respond, A, to shut down, and then B, to reopen, the better. It seems, as you made the point, that there are resources out there if the governor wishes to go there, unless there's another agenda, which I'm not aware of.
Well, I'll just tell you this, and I'm speaking only for myself. When anybody potentially says, oh, by the way, the pandemic that basically hit full force in March, that's a partisan issue. Really? Seriously, Sam? The pandemic's a part. Now, how you reacted to it, that's fine. Judge that. That's fair enough. But and it's like, of course, in this day and age with the internet and with social media and with everything else, with changing election rules 90 days before an election, it's like, wow, it's just amazing to me that the political agenda, and I think it's sad for America because the policy suffers. In my opinion, there's no doubt the policy suffers. It's sad that basically everything is politicized to the point where we forget about what's best for education, we forget what's best for health, we forget what's best for the tax base. It's like the challenge is to meld all those together, and quite frankly, some people are doing better than others at that.
What are your concerns on an education level? Because it seems that so many things that we were planning for in the future, like widespread high internet access, across the state, high speed, I should say, that were in the works from the federal government putting money into the state, they are needed yesterday, not 10 years from now.
Right.
And we're seeing with companies like MGM laying off 18,000 people that the era of robotics is going to come much faster. But going back to the kids, what are your concerns? Are the kids essentially going to lose a minimum of a year of education?
You know, I'm not in a position to say that, but that's clearly the danger. And so the challenge, one of the challenges for this whole thing is, how do you deal with this in a way that the impacts are minimal for all issue areas, across all issue areas? And right now, I think, again, because of the political getting in line in front of what's the best thing for primary education, what's the best thing for secondary, blah, 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 all that stuff. And where one thing may work at Great Basin College in Elko that may not work at UNLV, you know, those sorts of things. That ought to be the focus instead of, oh, by the way, a byproduct here is we can play a political game that gets us to where we want politically. It's like, this is supposed to get you to where you've got a strong education system. And so do I think everything's going to change after this? Absolutely. The problem is if your first thing out of the gate in change is trying to basically find political advantage over whoever your perceived enemy is, then quite frankly, I think that makes for poor education policy, health policy, tax-based policy, all that stuff.
All right, let's take a break. We'll have more with Congressman Amade after this timeout.
Things are heating up at the Carson Valley Inn. Win your share of $200,000 through September 26th. Cash and free play every weekend, plus 5x points Fridays. The good times are at CVI.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Things are heating up at the Carson Valley Inn. Win your share of $200,000 through September 26th. Cash and free play every weekend, plus 5x points Fridays. The good times are at CVI.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Mark Amade of CD2. I have to ask you about the passing of Mayor Bob Kroll. He was a huge figure in my life over the last 20 years, but I know he's been an even bigger figure in your life.
Yeah, former law partner, president of state bar. You know, during my formative years coming back from the Army, when I started practicing law in Nevada, Bob was the other large firm in Carson. And so, I mean, he's just been a part of things professionally. The way it ended up, Bob and I were law partners in the Cummer Kempfer firm when it came north, expanded out of Las Vegas in the 90s, I think it was, or something like that. And so, you know, just, and I got to tell you that the more you got to know Bob, and Bob was a lifelong Democrat, and by the way, did the party proud throughout that. You know, kind of the Mike O'Callaghan, Dick Bryan, Allen Bible, probably nobody even knows who Allen Bible was anymore, but one of those folks who was an issue guy. And just, I mean, and the thing, Sam, that made him so unique in this business is Bob was a humble guy. It was never about Bob. And so those people tend to stand out even more when you talk about in the circles that he traveled in. I mean, as close as you could be with Harry Reid, all the way throughout. And so it's like, listen, a great son of Nevada, out of Tonopah originally. You know, it's one of those things where the older I get, the more this mortality thing seems to sneak into more and more. And so you're just sitting there going, wow, that's, It's one of those things that will be different, like a Bob Cashel passing, like a Bob Kroll passing, where you're going, hey, the place is different, knowing that they're not down the street or, you know, wherever.
A telephone call away. His public service, because he was doing a lot of public service before that, was the school board, and that was a passion of his to begin with.
Yep. Yep. And I mean, you know, Bob was not a one-trick pony. So he did a lot of extensive work on the school board as far as the Carson City School District, my home school district. It makes educators in Nevada nervous for me to say I'm a product of public education in Nevada. But having said that, I mean, Bob served on my home school district school board. And I mean, in terms of lobbying at the legislature, he was a phenomenally effective lobbyist over a myriad of things when I was there. And by the way, a guy that you could disagree with, get done on the other side of it. Maybe you won, maybe you lost, maybe it was in between. But it was never, nobody had a chip on their shoulder for Bob Kroll when it got done.
And then he became the mayor of Carson City. And perhaps the proudest citizen of Carson City wearing that hat?
Yep, yeah. You know, I mean, first of all, he was raised in Carson City, lived there all his life, member of the business community there, obviously public servant, things like that. But I mean, the last big thing I worked on with him was the Carson City Lands Bill. And we had an issue with the Forest Service one day where they wanted to put a street through the end of the Forest Service Toyabe Ranger District headquarters in Carson. And I thought it was fairly insignificant, and the Forest Service was playing hardball on it, and so I was ready to go to war. You know, it was like, hey, we're not going to charge a city for right away for a street. We don't do that. And so I was kind of fired up, and it was, of all people, Bob Kroll that goes, hey, I think we can work this out, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, no, come on, let's go fight. You know, let's go slash and burn. And it was Bob Kroll, typical Bob Kroll, where they got to where everything's fine now, they're going to get what they want, the Forest Service is happy, blah, 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 blah. That's an example of the way that Bob worked just about in everything he did.
And quietly, when we were going to start a nonprofit, I talked to him about whether we could trade for the attorney services to get that portion of it set up. He did that, but I was never asked for anything for the trade to make that work. Whenever we had a question, we could call Bob with no problem, and he eventually became a board member for us and just a lovely, lovely man. And
that's just vintage Bob Kroll.
Exactly. All right, let's take another break. We'll be right back right after this.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino, all new DC cafe and bar, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino, all new DC cafe and bar, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Mark Amadei of CD2. Let's start out with the lithium mine that's going in near Tonopah. Team's buckwheat has become famous and discovered by a good friend of mine of over 40 years, Jerry Team. I was talking to Congressman Horsford the other day, and he said he feels that that mine, there's going to be a compromise worked out, and that mine will go ahead. Do you feel that comfortable about it?
I'm with him on that. I listen, when it comes down to it, and this will be unusual, people go, what did he say? NEPA works. I mean, we may all complain about it's too long, whatever, blah, blah, blah. NEPA works. The NEPA process will show that it's possible to do something with that resource there in a responsible way in the context of the environment. And I know there's people on one side of the spectrum that are like, no, you can't do anything. And it's like, well, you know, let's just see what the science says. Nobody's in favor, Sam, of making things extinct or dirty water or dirty air or any of that stuff. So we've tracked it so far, and it's like, listen, there's nobody there going, hey, look the other way for a minute, and we're going to go through here and run a bulldozer through a bunch of stuff that's extinct, or we want to make it extinct. So when you get back to reality, I think it's the sort of thing where it's like, you can be responsible for the resource, there'll be plenty of people watching, which is appropriate, and let's go ahead and move forward in a responsible way.
Let's talk about lands bills, and also the Fallon Naval Air Station.
Sure.
Where are we with all of this at this point?
Well, we're still fully engaged. I mean, we're in fourth gear. We're driving down the road with a full tank of gas. It's not my preference to try to do things in conference because that's towards the end. But it's like, hey, both the House and the Senate committees on the Armed Services said, well, we're just going to extend the existing stuff for another 20 years, which, quite frankly, is for Fallon, is a loss for training. It's a loss for the Walker River Paiute Tribe. It's a loss for the Washoe Tribe. There's lots of stuff in there for Native Nations folks that quite frankly, is hard-fought and significant for their communities. There's a loss in there for the Fallon Paiute Shoshones because this would establish, Sam, probably the premier archaeological program on a military base in the country, in terms of Great Basin, Native Nations, doing that stuff where they'd be out there doing it all day, every day, screening stuff. And that's just Native Nations. Before you get to the traditional lands bill stuff in terms of opportunities in Churchill County, opportunities in Douglas, there's a little cleanup for Carson in there. There's a big segment of it that says basically no energy exploration in the Rubies, which was Catherine Cortez Masto's idea. So, I mean, it's a record-setting bill in terms of almost 1 million acres of protected or wilderness areas in Nevada. And quite frankly, it's a little interesting to see that our premise in approaching this was, if it's consensus stuff, let's put it all in and clear the decks. And guess what? Right now, but for trying to work out some stuff with the Fallon Paiute Shoshones, who quite frankly, and it's their absolute election to be able to say, we just oppose it, period. But other than that, it's like, quite frankly, the rest of the stuff is consensus stuff that the people affected want. Now you're fighting some national organizations and some regional organizations that are environmental, and that's fine if that's what they see their mission as. But quite frankly, when you look at the facts, it's like, I think it's a win-win. There's a lot of good stuff in that bill for everybody, the Navy included.
All right, so bottom line then is that you're looking at this point in time, an extension of the lease for the Fallon lands rather than any expansion.
No, we're looking to give the Navy their expansion, which has been scaled down by 25%. It's down to 600,000 acres. And we're looking to do the lands elements for Lander, Carson, Douglas, Churchill. There's a few Washoe County pieces in that. There's some Lyon stuff. But it's all stuff that was generated out of the county commissions. So we feel good about it. It's like, it's not Amadei's bill. It's not Cortez Masto's bill. It's been generated locally by Douglas County Commission, the whole nine yards. And so we're looking to say in the conference report, put these things in, give the Navy their expansion, include these other things in there. We've been very transparent. You're asking me about it. It's not a mystery to you. We've been transparent with BLM, with everybody, so that if the conference report comes out after the election and says, here's all the stuff, the Navy's going to get their expansion along with these other things, that nobody can say it was a sneak attack.
Okay, so this will get done in the lame duck.
Yes.
Which is, you know, Abraham Lincoln would say, smart move.
We'll see.
I was looking at your list of committees, and we've got about a minute left, and I was, I don't want to say I was surprised, but I saw your name on the list of the Problem Solvers Caucus.
Yeah.
It's a bipartisan caucus. Jackie Rosen has talked about that. I believe Catherine Cortez Masto was also on there.
Yep.
Why'd you join?
You know what? It was the focus. I mean, you've heard me say it before, where it's like, listen, I'm a Republican. There's no doubt about that. There are many people that are Democrats. But at the end of the day, I just have this abiding belief that you are judged by what you do. You know, the old Ben Franklin thing, well done is better than well said. And so it's one of those things where you sit here and you go, it would be very easy to slip into being just a partisan barking dog. But quite frankly, when it comes to what have you done for Nevada, what have you done on the national stage, what have you done regionally, this was a group of Democrats and Republicans who actually meet, have normal discussions. We don't agree on everything, but it's where we've had some luck on some immigration issues. Our most recent thing is the COVID thing, saying, hey, while we're sitting here and we're still in the middle of this thing, there's other stuff that can and should be done. Let's move beyond who trying to bet on the presidential sweepstakes and do the right policy on behalf of Congress. So it's one of those things, quite frankly, that's re-energized me over the last few years, because we're actually in an organization that talks about producing policy results.
More to come on that topic, and that's where we got to leave it for today. Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming back. It's
a pleasure to see you here in D.C., and we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
We'll see you on the next Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Washington, D.C. See you then.